Are you listening?
It's Anything and Everything with Mel.
Damn. Yeah.
All right, how's it going, everyone? I'm here today with my buddy Chris Navarro.
What's up?
How's it going, man?
It's going well.
Let's talk about some guns.
You're just gonna jump right
in. I'm going in, dude.
All right, man. Yeah, this is it's a pretty hot topic.
Yeah, it is. Guns are, is it a gun or person problem? You know, that's the biggest question.
Personally, I will admit right off the bat, I'm very biased, and I think there's only two sides to this argument: people that have purchased a gun, people that are familiar with gun legislation, right, and everybody else. I think that's the polarizer right there, is that you have a lot of misinformed people trying to dictate and legislate firearms when they don't know, they don't hardly know anything about firearms.
Well, what about, isn't knowing the fact that they, someone can get a hold of them and do what they do, isn't that knowing that enough for those types of people?
No, it's not, because you want to take away... You want to take away a tool when you don't know how that tool is used for everyday purposes. The majority of rifles are not used for any kind of mass shooting. They're used for hunting, dude. Even AR-style weapons.
What do you hunt with, though, with an AR?
A lot of people consider it like a varmint round. So, like, so if you've heard of a 22, right? Mm-hmm. I wish I had laid out a bunch of calibers for you to just check out. But a 22, you're talking about the circumference of the bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Right, a 223. Let's look at that. So when you look at, you know, when you look at calibers, you're looking at fractions of an inch. 22, right? Point 22. You look at AR round, 223. So point 223. So the caliber of the circumference of that bullet is the exact same. The only difference is the amount of powder behind that bullet. So the energy that you're sending down.
Right? And the speed, right?
That they. Yeah, the velocity of the bullet.
Which is the whole. That's the whole thing. That's the whole problem with it, is the speed. Because you can mow down there.
What about AK, bro? What about 308? 308 is a much more formidable round than 223, and I can definitely find rifles with.
Isn't the AR though the ones that keeps coming up in all of these shootings? That's the common one that they choose to use.
It looks scary, dude. But well, okay, so when you say common shootings, right?
The mass shootings like Sandy Hook.
Mass shootings like Sandy Hook, right?
Columbine.
Sure, right. So school shootings. We'll call them school shootings.
Yeah.
Because mass shootings is a very ambiguous term, right? We can consider a lot of gang violence mass shootings, right? So let's talk about, what do you want to talk about? The AR and how it's used in mass shootings?
I guess, what about
or
like...
why just, it's used or...
I guess the AR and just like the need for them. Are they needed?
There's two, so I hear this
and
argument.
The bump stock.
I hear this argument all the time. Why would anybody need an automatic rifle, right? That's issue number one. Civilians.
They were designed for warfare.
Civilians are under very, very specific circumstances allowed automatic weapons, and this is true. A lot of people say automatic weapons are illegal. They're not illegal, but you need to go through a lot more comprehensive background checks to purchase an automatic firearm. So there's what's considered what a law-abiding citizen can buy, right? Which is bolt action, revolvers, semi-automatic. There's a big difference between semi-automatic and automatic weapons, right? Regular people can buy those, right? As long as you're not a convicted felon. And we're going to have to pull this up. It's called a 4473. Mm-hmm. It's the paperwork you have to fill out in order to purchase a firearm.
Mm-hmm.
That's your background check. And if you're... And I'm going to be very scatterbrained because there's so much to cover. I'm going to be very scatterbrained today. But the 4473, which is a form that you will fill out when you purchase a firearm at any store, online purchase, or gun show, unless it's a private sale for two individuals who reside in the same state, okay? But any other, which is the majority of gun purchases, legal gun purchases, are at a gun store, a gun show, or online. You, all three of those scenarios, you have to fill out a 4473, And that form 4473 checks for if you're a convicted felon, if you're a domestic abuser, if you have been adjudicated mentally defective, if you abuse drugs, right? There's lots of marks that have to be checked off in order for you to be able to purchase a firearm. Mm-hmm. So when people say, "Oh, we need stricter gun, we need to make sure lunatics aren't getting guns." We need to make sure the criminals aren't getting guns. We're doing that. You're not a criminal,
but
until you commit a crime, correct?
Yeah.
So until I can cross off any one of those, okay, am I a convicted felon? No, I'm not. Am I adjudicated? So is it paperwork? Have I been committed to a mental institution? No, I haven't. So why did I haven't done anything wrong? Do I abuse drugs? No, I don't abuse drugs. Am I a domestic abuser? I've never beaten, I'm not married, one, but I've never beaten anybody. So this is where due process comes into play. You have to prove that I'm not worthy of purchasing a firearm. I shouldn't have to prove that I'm worthy, that I'm good enough to buy a firearm. Because, and here's why I say this, because criminals don't have to go through any of that. If a mugger wants to come up to me with his gun, do you think he had to pass a background check to get that gun? Do you think he had to prove to the state that, you know, he's solid and he's not a felon, he's not a domestic, any of that stuff? Mm-hmm. Criminals don't have to fill out that paperwork, and they are not subject to any of those laws that I am, a law-abiding citizen.
So to protect yourself, it's only right that you shouldn't be subjugated to the same laws.
I want to be, I'm all for it, and this is where the media gets you to. The media says that the majority of Americans are for background checks. Yes, but they already exist.
The you said there. Too, now tracing it back, you said that unless you're in state, you have to go through that. So you're saying, though, if you can sell me a firearm, if you had a firearm, you could sell me it just by you knowing that I'm a good guy and knowing who I am, you could sell it to me. But I could have underlying intentions you know nothing about.
That I know nothing about. But here's the thing. I would ask you, I would ask you, okay, Matt, are you a resident of Indiana? Mm-hmm. That's rule number one. You're a resident of Indiana. Because mm-hmm. I can't, what did we do today? Where did we go today? We went to an FFL. Yeah. I sold a gun today to somebody from a different state. And I had to go through an FFL legally. Yeah, because otherwise, dude, that's big boy prison right there.
FFL was like this company that we went into that you had to basically fill out some paperwork to send it.
They took my ID. They're going to send the gun to another FFL mm-hmm. in the state that
So that's in order to sell it through interstate.
Interstate,
yeah.
yes. But what you're referring to is...
Now, if you wanted anyone in Indiana, though, you could just basically eyeball it and ask them these three questions. Are you a state resident? Do you need to see an ID?
I would prefer to see an
but
ID.
But do you
yeah.
need to, though?
You just have to ask.
You don't even need to see an ID. So I'm not putting it in your perspective, but say you're some motherfucker who wants to make a buck and doesn't give a flying shit about who you sell it to, right? Say a kid who looks like he's 13 year old comes in with cash, more than enough cash
is king, right?
You know? And so you can verbally ask him, are you a state resident and what else?
Are you a convicted felon?
And he could say no.
He could lie.
Obviously, he could lie. Because you don't have no background
and
database with the...
That's pretty much it, man.
That's it.
And here's the
caveat. See, now, that right there, that being allowed, the fact that that's legal, is a huge problem. That has to be a backdoor to so many.
And I get that.
But then the criminals, you're just going to make it easier for criminals to have them, right? And harder for... people who should have them or
there's two and here's the thing. I think the most of the people on the gun side that are pro-gun look at both lanes. Here's both lanes of that issue. One, yes, I can sell a gun right now to anybody in Indiana and not have to give them a background check. Caveat to that. What if I have kids, right? And I want to give those kids my guns, right? I just as a gift, like mm-hmm. you know, one that once they come of age, obviously I'm not going to give a kid a gun.
Yeah.
But once my son turns 18 or 21 or when he moves out, however I see fit, mm-hmm. son, this is yours.
Yeah, you can.
And I can just give him that gun, and mm-hmm. I don't have to go through any paperwork because what's mine is mine, and what's mine is my children's.
Right.
Right. So those are the two avenues. I am not opposed to background checks within same state residents.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad idea. But when we say that, we're not talking about taking away ARs. We're not talking about limiting magazine capacity. What we're talking about is, okay, we just need to make sure that everybody that buys a gun goes through this background check.
That's what we need.
That's reasonable, but that's not what...
Normal people who have nothing to hide should be okay.
That's fine. But you got to remember, dude, we're not talking about limiting rights. That doesn't limit anybody's right. Just checking to make sure that you're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can
just
buy
like
this gun.
You need to have... When you drive a car, before you're able to drive on the highway, you have to pass a test with an expert who sits in a car with you, and you have to take it, and he watches over your every move to make sure you know exactly what to do and when to do it. You know, like...
But here's the thing.
You have to go through rigorous tests and prove that you can... are mature and responsible enough to drive that vehicle so you don't kill anyone else with it.
A lot of people like to make that argument. Like, oh, you have to get a driver's license to buy a gun. Or no, you have to get a driver's license to buy a car to, you know, get mm-hmm. a, you know, all that stuff. You inherently put other people at risk when you drive your car. When you put your seatbelt on and put that car in a drive, you are playing God, and you could or could not injure somebody at any given moment. If I have my guns right now, there's no inherent risk to anybody because they're just sitting there and they're not doing anything. Granted, I could be a crazy person and I could do some crazy shit, but when you drive a car, you're putting yourself, whoever's in that car, and anybody outside of that car at risk, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you purchase a gun, it's locked away in a... Mines are locked away.
But imagine if you purchase a gun. Like, imagine if I purchased a gun. I personally... Have never loaded a gun in my life, okay? Imagine me purchasing a gun, just going to the store, acting confident, and then me just, like, having a gun. You were telling me in the car, before I even opened your case to look at your gun, you were giving me rules on what to do with it.
But that's the thing.
Who doesn't have the rules, who doesn't have lessons on how to teach it. It can be a tool, I agree. It could be used for protection, but it also could be used for... misfiring and killing yourself or killing someone else.
But here's my thing. Does the lack of that knowledge, right? Because there are rules when mm-hmm. it comes to the handling firearms safely. There's procedures, right? Does lack of that knowledge basically negate his right, that person's right to defend himself in any given situation? Do you agree?
Then you know what we should do? We should teach karate to, or you know, jujitsu to everybody at the young age, so no one has an excuse. I mean, I don't know. We can't just make it everyone's right to defend themselves so they get a fucking something that can kill someone else. Like, in order to have a tool like a power of that magnitude, you should know how to at least load it.
But here's my thing, criminals. They don't care, dude. They don't care. If you're going to rob a store, if you're going to sell drugs, if you're going to be a gangbanger, are you subject to training courses? Do you have to know any of the safety rules? Like, you don't. And that's the thing. Evil exists in this world, and we have to guarantee that people have the means to protect themselves against that evil.
Don't you think pistols are fine then?
No.
Everyone had
no
a pistol. If there was like, okay, if a person came in with like a crazy automatic rifle, right? What if everyone and their brother had a pistol?
But see right there, you just
and it was really good at
I don't know if that was a Freudian slip or if you actually do believe that people can buy automatic rifles like nothing.
I think it's pretty easy to probably buy it if you're a criminal and know like
the dark web
or know your way around any of that stuff.
Then you're a criminal, dude. You're a criminal. You're buying automatic weapons when you shouldn't be.
Mm-hmm.
The majority of people that are against all this legislation that the left is trying to push, and I don't want to call, you know, left. Mm-hmm. I don't like that whole thing, but the majority of people are law-abiding citizens that just want to follow the law. They just want to make sure that they're crossing their T's and dotting their I's, and they're doing everything by the book, dude. Today, what we did when I sold that gun, I had to make sure I did it by the book because I don't want to be a felon. Because as soon as I do anything wrong when it comes to firearms, boom, felony, and there goes away my Second Amendment right then and there.
See, now, I also have to think that sometimes in order to find the line to draw, you need... the extremes are needed on both sides. Like, you have to...
Okay.
Like, why don't we have automatic, shotguns? Why are those legal?
Were those legal or illegal?
Illegal.
Illegal.
Like, automatic you can't shotguns. Have pump shotguns, right? Or you can't have,
Pump shotguns are legal. Semi-automatic shotguns are legal. So, you get... Okay, so, semi-auto, right?
Or, like, a cut-off barrel or something.
You can have... Sawed-off shotguns are now legal in Indiana. But why is that? And like I said, I'm biased, and I would consider myself...
But, why are those other guns illegal? There's reasons for it.
Automatics?
Yeah, why are automatics?
Full automatics...
What is the
personally, I don't know why, because if you look at gun violence I think it was the Brady, the Brady bill or something like that. I forget. There's all these bills that came out. And the one, I think it was in 1986 or something like that, came out where they made fully automatic weapons, newly manufactured fully automatic weapons, illegal for general public. Now, what that means is if I... go to, because it's a class 3. You're talking about class 3 firearms now. Because like I said, what I was trying to get to earlier is the difference. I think it's class 1. So you have semi-autos, revolvers, bolt actions, pump actions, stuff like that. Normal gun stuff, right? Remember, semi-auto is, the majority of guns out there are semi-automatic, okay?
Okay.
Now we're looking into class 3. Class 3 is full auto, silencers, and short-barreled shotguns and short-barreled rifles.
Yeah, why can't you do those?
You can, but there's extra paperwork and there's extra time.
But
extra
why?
Effort. Why can we?
Why do you have to go through all that extra rigorous work?
Because of stuff like I want to say
because they're bill. Dangerous and they need to make sure.
Why is a short? Why? What makes
isn't
a short
that right barrel, though?
What makes a short-barreled rifle any more dangerous?
I don't know
than a regular rifle. What makes a silencer more dangerous than a handgun? What you know what I mean? What makes
these,
them more
I guess
dangerous?
We can't. I personally cannot have. I wish we do know the answer to that, because I can't have the argument of why. Because if they made them illegal because of reasons like, okay, silencer, you could just kill people too easily with that. You know, I don't know. I'm just making this shit up. But if they're like grenade launchers. Why doesn't everyone? Why can't you go
why
buy
can't
a
grenade
launcher
buy grenade
at Walmart?
Launchers? Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. There are probably reasons and regulations behind a lot of them.
I think the collateral damage from grenades definitely
greater
than
collateral. And same thing with spraying weapons like Uzis and stuff, right?
Those but you got to remember, those are harder. They're harder to get for the legal, law abiding citizen. It's harder for them to get an automatic weapon. It's a lot harder for them to get a silencer or a short barreled shotgun. So this is where
exactly.
And this is what most people that have those are law abiding citizens anyway, right? So here's my thing. Here's my thing, and I'm trying to not lose my train of thought here. The paperwork, because I own short-barreled rifles and silencers. I don't know if you knew that, but
you do?
I do. Yeah, the look on your face is like, whoa, bro. Like, yeah, I do, and I'm not.
No,
am I a terrible dude? Like,
no,
look at
you
me.
Don't.
Yeah, swear to God, I do.
That's
so
crazy.
The paperwork, and yeah, now it's like, man, we should
like
probably
legally?
Go to the rage. Yes, legally, dude. I'm not trying to do anything illegal.
Should we bleep this up?
No, because this is the kind of information that the public needs to know.
Yeah.
That silencers aren't as quiet as you think they are, one. And the paperwork involved is rigorous. It is very rigorous. You're talking about, this is where the extra background checks and the extra paperwork that people would have to do to get semi-automatic firearms would be cumbersome. Like, it would be so ridiculous. When I purchased my short barrel rifle and my silencer, I had to fill out a Form 3 and a Form 1, send it to the ATF, right? And I have to pay tax stamps for that too. I have to pay a $200 tax stamp just for a stamp on a piece of paper that says you are now legally allowed to buy this.
What's the ATF?
ATF is the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, huh. ATF, right? So I had to send in paperwork with $200 per tax stamped item, so a total $400 into the ATF. They looked at my paperwork, and it took me a year to get that paperwork back and get my shit approved for the ATF to say, okay, you are legally, we checked your shit out, you are legally
able
to buy
these.
They
probably watched you for the whole year. They had a guy parked outside your house in a van.
No, yeah, I know, right? Yeah, well, people are already doing
phones.
That. Yeah, they probably already got drones on me, dude.
Yeah, you're definitely on a list. 100%, you're on a list.
Oh, for sure. If I'm buying
like
class 3 firearms, they know where I live.
For
like,
sure. You're forever going
to
be tracked for that.
Without a doubt.
But see, now, by that alone, doesn't that make it a lot less likely that a criminal or someone who is mentally unstable can get a gun like that?
Black market, bro. And here's my thing. Black market.
How many of them, though, have bought, like, from these shootings, how many of them, I'm pretty sure, though, the guns have been traced, like, the purchase of them.
To legal. Well, this last guy. What was his name?
Cruz? He's been stockpiling them, though, but
I'm
pretty sure.
The Cruz kid from last week. The FBI fucked up because there were numerous, I'm talking about in the dozens of searches or complaints or something about this kid. And there were so many times that the red flag could have been pulled up, and they did it.
So what do you even do about that? It's like, well, that's almost irrelevant now. This topic is almost irrelevant because it's 100% the FBI's fault. That was a classic case that they could have stopped the fucking situation before it happened. And they screwed up so bad.
I think, and here's what I'm getting at. Because the average person isn't going to care about the gun legislation, the types of firearms you are and aren't allowed to have, how to acquire them. I think the issue now is, how do we prevent something like this from happening? And that's where everybody gets, you know, cheesed.
Mm-hmm.
Because the left says we have to take away semi-automatic rifles. And the right says we have to arm our teachers. And I think it's somewhere, I want to say it's somewhere in the middle. I don't personally, as like a gun advocate, I don't want to see any guns taken away from law-abiding citizens. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I want to see guns taken away from criminals and mentally unstable people.
Mm-hmm.
How do we do that? How do we take the guns away from criminals while still keeping them in the hands of law-abiding citizens? That's the issue, right?
Do we go to war?
With criminals?
I don't know. There is no... Australia, what they did when they made some of their firearms illegal.
Mm-hmm. If not all.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
They actually offered to buy a lot of them back from the public.
It was a mandated buyback. So there was no option. Like, they're like, we're buying these back, yo. That's what Australia was.
Wow.
And a lot of people point to Australia
as being... Well, that'll never happen in the U.S. Maybe just an offer to buy some of them back if anyone wants to make some extra money. To get some out of the streets and shit, and out of the, just to filter some of the, there's like 42% of the world's firearm, like we have 42% of the world's firearms in America.
And that's why nobody fucks with us, dude.
It's nuts, dude.
That's why nobody wants
there's
to fuck with us.
There's more freaking guns in America than there are humans.
But here's another point I like to get across. Now, a lot of people will say, well, it's your Second Amendment right because the government might come, you know, take us and try to take over. It's like, bro, the government already owns us. Right? Let's be real.
Yeah, that's true.
But if a government, whether it's your government, whether it's my government, whether it's the Chinese, the North Korean, the Russian government, whether anybody comes to your house, busts down your door and says,
Give me a gun.
Just says, like, we're going to, like, anything. Like, we're taking your food or we're taking your kids or anything like that. Dude, this is warfare, right? We're talking about warfare.
Okay.
If anybody busts in your house and does something like that, you're going to tell me I don't have the right to defend my life and my family's life? So, and I'm not even talking about the U.S. government at this point. What if there's an invasion from something like North Korea, which is a very real threat right now? North Korea is a real threat.
Mm-hmm.
If they invade the U.S., right? Yeah, we can depend on our cops and our military, but at the end of the day, I'm going to want to defend myself and my loved ones.
Yeah.
And how do I do that? Sure as shit, not with a 10-round magazine. It's going to be with a fully loaded AK or fully loaded AR. And I'm not trying to sound like, you know, hysterical and like bad shit's going to happen.
No, that's true, though.
You don't know.
I agree on that. I 100% agree on that. Like, if I had a family and I had children, I would 100% be in that same situation. I would want the most heavy-duty weaponry to protect my family I could. I'd probably...
You would want the grenade launcher, bro.
I know. Like, I would probably be one of those crazy dads that has a bunker in his backyard and traps everywhere. And, like, I'm definitely going to...
Doomsday prepper, man.
Yeah.
Like,
I can definitely see that, but it's...
It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate the circumstances at hand.
I don't understand what we do about, like, do some people have to be the responsible ones and give up some of our rights in order to make the country better? Do we, like, or do we all just have to start telling on each other?
I see, I thought about that too. I was like, maybe there's one law we can pass that might help.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about the age requirement. Why don't we just make it 21? You know, let's make it 21. That way kids don't have access to firearms. But then you know what I thought about?
They're still going to have access to firearms.
Dude, how many, okay, think about this. In high school, right? How many times did we get booze and party in high school? So does it really stop? Do laws really stop people from breaking them?
No. No, and I mean, kids will just find guns from their parents. I mean, it will make it a little harder. Don't get me wrong, but I mean, 18, you're basically out of high school at 18. What is that, seniors? How many seniors have shot up the school? I don't think any of them are seniors, were they?
I don't know. I really don't know. How many seniors can get alcohol? Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. I just think that there's got to be something that can be done, you know?
What I've proposed on Facebook, and some of my friends like it, some of them think it's a fucking scam, whatever. If these politicians care so much about our schools and about our kids, I want to see them take a pay cut so we can budget in armed guards and metal detectors at public schools. If they care so fucking much, I want to see that happen.
That's a great idea. They should. Like, all around. They should. Like, why are the people having to protest? Why are we having to be fed up with it when they're the ones making so much money? They're the one percenters. They should be the ones, if they protested one day, gave 1 week's paycheck to some back to the cause, that would make a huge difference,
I think that's the only...
That's fucked up.
I think that's the only legislation that would actually do something. Because taking guns out of the hands of law-abiding citizens doesn't do anything. Taking guns out of the hands of criminals and mentally insane, obviously, that's what we want. That's the goal.
Protection of the schools is the only thing we can do that doesn't step on anyone's toes. That doesn't step on either side.
And actually get something done.
Yeah. Upgrade schools. Like, protect... That's a thing that we should have no matter what.
To me, that kills two birds with one stone. You're protecting schools, and you're giving retired veterans a job.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Wow. It's a great idea. Dude, propose that. But you should write up,
write a bill.
You should write up a fucking letter to, like, the state.
I think it needs more traction first. I think we need to get that proposal. I think we need to get enough people behind that proposal before we can... I don't know how you get laws passed.
Hopefully this... hopefully this reaches out to some people that can...
I fucking hope so.
Gets to the right ears. That'd be a really good idea.
Because that's our future. The kids are the future. I don't care if they're eating Tide Pods. I don't care if they're eating, Uncrustables. That's our future,
man. That's what I was saying yesterday with an argument I was having about, like, the only thing we can really do... We cannot do anything to prevent... We can't march to everyone's door and take the guns, and we cannot prevent anyone from who already has those guns from committing an act. The only thing we can do is hope for the best, and I think prevent them for the future.
Real legislation that prevents tragedy.
Cauterize the wound, so it stops bleeding.
Yeah.
Like, I think we start with the young. I think we should really teach younger children empathy and emotional stability and just learning how to deal with emotions, learning how to interact with others, communication skills, and learning how to... I feel like we're losing that more than anything now.
Have you heard the meme that... Or have you seen the meme that violent video games...
Is the reason... Might be the reason. Could be the cause.
Yeah. Because kids are so detached from...
I think violent video games is one of the small ingredients into it, but I think that it, for sure it takes place.
So you're a reasonable guy that thinks that it's not one thing.
No.
There's many...
Many things.
Many variables to...
It's the fact that kid went through school, like they were describing, as one of the invisibles, as one of the kids who everyone knew was dangerous, but no one gave a shit about him. No one, it seemed like, tried to reach out to that kid. You know, it seemed like that kid was just troubled, and I don't clearly know the history of it all or the kid's background and all that, but I remember kids that I used to go to school with, this one kid in particular that I used to stick up for in our bio class. Everyone used to fucking pick on this kid, and one day...
Do I know?
No, I don't even want to mention names.
Well, you do know.
Yeah, one day he brought in a huge freaking hunting knife in class. And, like, he had it in his backpack. It was, like, dude, the blade was, like, at least, like...
Some Rambo shit, huh?
7 inches, dude, yeah. Whoa. And he showed it to some kids in the class, and one of the kids told the teacher, and the kid ended up having to go to the office, and shit happened with him. I don't even think I've seen him after that at school, but
Did you hear about the kid at Griffith?
Yeah.
That what the I don't know what
kid
the
kid who said he forgot his gun in his pocket or some shit in his backpack and
you know
brought
you,
it to
you felt my
accident.
Gun you felt how heavy it was
yeah
you don't forget that shit probably, like come on let's be
yeah,
real
yeah you probably didn't want to follow through with it
yeah
yeah
yeah and now you know what thank God
but I mean
holy crap dude
yeah
like and that's
it, but to think that that's going on
like right
means,
next door
yeah it means that if you have a neighbor like have you ever seen that commercial that good trailer. Of the person who ends up shooting up the school, but it's like a happy trailer of just like a kid going to school, and it's like a, it's just a whole film of like a kid. It's just a film of a high school.
Oh, but
and
behind
then,
the
but
scenes,
the, but the whole thing behind yeah. the scene was like this kid planning a shooting, a school shooting,
mm-hmm.
stuff like that. Like not saying to rat on your neighbors or,
but a lot
how
of it,
have,
a lot of it goes
reach
unnoticed.
A helping hand.
A lot of it goes unnoticed, man.
Yeah, well, it does, but I don't think it does. I think it really goes to those people who are... I think it's almost obvious.
This last one didn't go unnoticed.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I think it's kind of obvious. I think if you look back at the people who've done it... Clearly, I haven't done my research on the other the school shooters.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm assuming those kids were troubled kids in school. They weren't the normal kid. They weren't the popular kid. They weren't the kid who had a bunch of friends. I would put money on it. I would put a lot of money on it.
So I think we can both agree that it's a mix of the kid that doesn't have any friends. Maybe he's been exposed to some violence as a kid,
mm-hmm.
troubled childhood.
For sure.
Prescription drugs. That's another thing going around.
Trouble
that maybe
at home,
maybe
no love
prescription
at home.
Drugs are a factor here. I think there's so many variables to the situation that the only proper response would be. To protect the schools. And another thing is, like...
It is. The only thing you can do now, you're right.
Just protect the schools. And what gets me mad is a lot of people are talking trash about arming teachers, right?
Fuck
nobody,
no.
Nobody... And here's my thing. Nobody... I don't want to budget guns for teachers and budget training for teachers and all that stuff. But if a teacher finds it, you know, necessary to arm themselves, it's up to the choice of the teacher, in my opinion. If the teacher wants to arm themselves, get proper training, and be a last line of defense for these kids, why should we stop them? I'm not saying let's arm all the teachers. No, that's ridiculous. That's not what I'm proposing.
I personally disagree on that 100%.
Any
teachers arming themselves? I think the only gun that should be in the school should be to a properly trained professional.
Like that's his job.
Like a guard
yeah.
or a cop or a veteran. I personally think... Not even a cop. I think only veterans
military
yeah. veterans.
People with tactical experience.
People with literally almost, yeah, people who have actual gun cops do not have gun experience. I don't
Maybe
care
SWAT.
What people say.
I think at the level of SWAT.
SWAT
that's
level.
Have, yeah.
Tactical, yeah,
tactical
for sure.
Level
for sure.
Which cops have tactical level experience too, but not to the degree that SWAT
Nothing
and military,
to the
yeah.
degree of that, yeah.
yeah.
Cops don't have...
We're not shooting on cops here. That's
we're not
like,
shooting
yeah,
cops,
yeah,
but they don't have
cops.
To go through nearly as much training with guns. Even it with accuracy as normal freaking sharpshooters in the military.
Shot a gun. Even handguns are harder to shoot than rifles.
Are
I will
they?
Give you that. Okay. The reason a rifle is easier to shoot than a handgun is because of the weight.
Mm.
There's more weight to move around, so you don't get as much recoil.
Okay.
That plus like people will talk about like pistol grips and all that other
yeah.
stuff. But at the end of the day, it's the weight behind the rifle that makes it easier to shoot. The heavier something is, the easier it is to shoot.
Mm. So see, like, if teachers did have guns, not only are people who are going to school to be teachers have to now consider, I have to now think about defending, you know, my life. I have to defend students' lives with my life. I have to be the last line of defense between, you know, students. And I also have to be trained to kill a student.
Mm-hmm.
I can never picture my third grade teacher, Miss Rosenwinkel, shooting at a kid.
I don't think those
you
are
know?
The people we're talking. I think.
Well, okay. Well, think
a
about
lot of
the
teachers,
people.
I'm sure a lot of teachers might be ex-military. You know, ex-cop.
Yeah.
What if they have prior experience and they're like, "Yeah,
but
man,
that's
I'm ready
the
to
kind
go.
Of experience that you need." Because what about like, how many cases are there going to come up where teachers are in court because they accidentally shot
yeah.
a kid who they thought had a gun on them? Pulled it out of their back, just like cops accidentally do.
Yeah.
Or and what about a teacher defending students but shoots three innocent
on
ones?
On accident, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that happens.
I would be
it's unfortunate.
Furious if Miss Rosenwinkel killed my
Miss
kid.
Miss Rosenwinkel? Is this a real lady, Miss Rosenwinkel?
Yeah, it's not
oh
made
my
up,
God.
Dude.
That's the name. Miss Rosenwinkel. Yeah, I think it should be up to the teacher. And I, like I said, I don't want to arm teachers. I don't want to give teachers guns, right? And it's not like we're going to budget for their guns anyway. Like, I'm sure the teacher would find it in themselves to purchase the firearm and get trained. And a lot of these teachers, I bet, that want to be armed are probably familiar with firearms anyway and have training. A lot of people in the firearms culture and community, like, they're all about being responsible with guns, dude. Like, there's nothing when it comes to this issue, there's nothing more important to me than people's lives and being responsible with your firearm.
I wish you spoke for everyone who bought guns.
I wish I did too.
You know?
I wish I did too.
We would be living in a different country, that's for sure. But you got people who buy them for the wrong intentions and for the wrong purposes, and that's the whole issue here.
What gets me is, like, you get some guys on the internet that are, like, really
left,
really right. Yeah, they're really right? And they try to bring, like, you know, God and stuff like this, and it's like that's not the issue. Like, I, you know, religion aside, like, and they're like hillbilly people too. Like, it's the classic gun guy. He's like, yeah, brother. You know?
Yeah.
But I think we need... There's a lot of voices online that are like you and me. And they talk like you and me. And there's nothing wrong with being hillbilly. I'm not saying that at all. But there's a lot of people like you and me, just average, I guess, middle-of-the-road people. That's where I'm going for. Mm-hmm. Middle-of-the-road people that are firearms advocates. And we need people like that. We need to expose, like, most of America to the gun culture that those
that
people
does
represent.
Exist that hasn't been killing people. You're saying, right?
Well,
like the ones who are legally abiding, law abiding citizens who are doing it by the books. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, doing it by the books, man. Because that's most law abiding gun owners.
So then it seems that the way that we say it like that, it makes me see even more that it is a person problem.
It is.
That it almost is 100%, if it's not happening in these other places, it seems like it is a person problem. It seems like it's a little bit of a mix of everything, but the fact that we're not just leaning on one side like a lot of people are doing, you know.
A big issue that people like to, like, I get mass shootings are horrible. And they don't need to happen. But people, I think it's the media, man. I think the media intentionally disregards inner city violence, because there are plenty, and you shared the video the other day, there are plenty of inner city kids dying every day, and nobody talks about them. The numbers are higher, dude. If you look at inner city gang violence, like, the numbers are way up there.
Oh, yeah.
And how many cities does America have? People like to compare America with, like, Switzerland and, you know, all these Western Europe countries, right? America is different because we have so many cities. How many major cities does America have compared to any other country in the world? Compared to any other country in the world?
I don't know. A lot more, though.
A lot more.
Yeah.
A lot more. So that, with that, includes a lot of more gang violence. And I think if you want to see real change in not just mass shootings at schools, but overall violence, I think you need to start looking at legalizing drugs. I think if we legal, at least pot, man, like, come on, dude. Like, that should be a no-brainer. I think we should legalize harder drugs like heroin and cocaine, because if you see people that, like, you ever get, like, a bad strain or a bad batch of heroin come around, and you got a ton of friends ODing.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't a bad batch. It was a fucking strong batch that they didn't know how to handle, so they OD'd. I think if we had regulated doses that you could buy, like, I don't know, maybe prescription or some bullshit, like, it's something.
Yeah,
right. Regulated. That you could buy where you know what you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
Like weed, like, you know, edibles. Yeah. You know what you're getting. You know the milligrams. It's like, fucking, the dose is there.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would eliminate gang violence, and you would see a lot less overdoses.
Yeah, I have argued that with some people before, too. I definitely agree that the legalization of drugs can decrease all of the crime, for sure.
At least.
Think we've seen it in other countries as well, where they've done that. And with just deaths and overdose, the way that we persuade the public not to do these drugs is based on fear. You know, it's based on, and fear, you tell
madness.
Someone not to do something, they're going to do it. Yeah. So if you if you inform them about the actual facts, that's when people tend to not do it. The reason why we haven't done heroin, me and you, is because we know it's, we know, we've known it and seen it firsthand of what it does to people, right? So that is why we don't do it, because we know about it. The people who don't know about it, a lot of the times get, they're at a vulnerable time in their life, or they're, they get addicted through pills, you know, firsthand, and prescription medicine, and to opiates.
Remember in high school, like, you'd hang out with some kids, and they would think like, oh man, you're not cool because you don't do the drugs to the level that we do. I had a bunch of friends like that. Yeah. I hung out with a lot of those kids. Just like, oh, you don't pop pills, man? What are you, lame?
Mm-hmm. Like, why do we not all smoke cigarettes? Why is there, cigarettes are dying? They're a dying breed. Why? Mm-hmm. It's because we all know about them now.
Yep.
The commercials have changed. Mm-hmm. You see the scariest commercials they put out now? Imagine commercials on heroin and Oxycontin like that. Yeah. People would look at their Oxycontin bottle and it would, like, if they made commercials like it was a demon monster, they would start freaking out. You know, it would have a different effect. It's the way that everything, we are so subconsciously manipulated by everything in the media, whether it's what we eat or what we freaking smoke.
I was at this convention for, it was like the Indian Association of Indiana Doctors or something, like Northwest Indiana Doctors, and it was like an Indian association. And it was really refreshing, because you think at that level they'd be talking about prescriptions and like all this stuff. It was really refreshing to see this doctor give a speech on, if you treat your body right and eat what you're supposed to, and basically your body's a temple, right? If you put into your body what you're supposed to, medicine is of no use, right? But if you don't give your body what you're supposed to, medicine is of no use, right? So at the end of the day, medicine isn't what we need. It's, we need to start treating our bodies better and looking at what we put into our bodies. And it was really refreshing to see, to hear a doctor say that, man. Because they were talking about the natural, what is it, like, not cumin, what is it, the one, like ginger, and what do they put in a lot of Indian food? What's curry? That spice? Curry. Yeah, a lot of natural occurring remedies, right? Herbs and spices, man. Like, that's all it takes sometimes, is just naturally good stuff. I'm just going to make
some crazy concoctions with all my spice drawer cabinet.
You should.
Just,
man.
Just pour them all in.
It's like a thing. It's like honey, lemon, some ginger, and like whatever.
Really?
Curry spice. I don't know, something. Yeah, and that's like the natural cure-all.
Damn.
And it's supposed to work, dude.
I'm going to have to look that up.
I'm not saying it's backed by like scientific data, right? Because you know me, I'm going to look at like the data before anything. But, you know, it's nice to hear doctors say that what you put in your body is a lot more important than any kind of prescription.
That's interesting. Right? I'll definitely have to look into that. Because I've been looking, trying to find something I could do not having to take like a freaking bunch of multivitamins and have to spend all my money on that. If I could just buy like spices and shit.
Be cool.
Mm-hmm.
So in terms of personal liberty, right? You're in the camp of, if you want to do drugs, you should be able to do drugs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I agree.
After today, what you saw at the shop and like what we've been talking about, I know we're not done, but how are you on the camp of personal liberty with firearm related issues?
I personally think there should be more vigorous background checks, 100%, on especially heavy-duty firearms.
Okay.
And I don't think that there should be state-to-state in transactions. I don't think
within the state.
I don't think you should be able to sell me a gun and just green-light it just based on your opinion about me.
No.
And just asking me those simple questions in a way.
I think we agree on that last point. Mm-hmm. I think there should be an intra... Like
at the very least, there needs to be a damn fucking app on your phone that you can scan people's photos IDs and all of that good shit.
It pulls your shit up.
Yeah, at the very
least.
That
would require a very large database.
Yeah, it does.
Information.
It would, but it needs, something like that needs to happen.
I think you and I can agree on the whole intrastate background checks.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind that.
But keep going. When
you say heavy duty firearms, what do you mean? Like, what? Because I have to get a feel for the average, no offense, uninformed person's viewpoint on the types of firearms that I am familiar with.
I think... I guess I don't know much enough about firearms, but I think a lot of those AR type of weapons should be a little harder to get. Yeah. But then again, harder to get...
Exactly. What do you mean by harder to get?
I mean, I guess just state to state, like what... I think that should be fixed. The fact that you can sell me a gun and just check my ID and say, okay, you're 21 or whatever, you're 18. I think that is fucked up. Because you could be some dude who just wants to make a buck at a flea market who doesn't give a shit, you know?
Now, do you think people should be able to buy AR-15s and AK-47s and rifles of that nature?
Yeah, but you gotta prove that you can, you know how to handle it. I think just like a driver's license, just like a pilot license.
So you think people should like, be subject to training courses?
Training courses.
Before purchasing any type of firearm? Before purchasing...
Yeah, but different levels. Rifles? Different levels, different extensive training courses, depending on the firearm. Because if you have, for instance, an AR-15, okay, if you go to buy one of those, for one, you should at least be asked, why are you wanting this, right? Like, I feel like that... I know it's still not your right. You could... It's your right to just own the gun. You don't you shouldn't be asked that.
But I appreciate you for saying that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I do agree on that, but dude, based on what's going on right now in this country, we're in crisis mode. For the damn children, for Christ's sake, tell them why you want the gun. And if you have that bad of if you don't want to tell them, you should be on a damn list.
you can lie. I can lie and say I just want it for personal protection.
Then lie. You know? I mean, that's then lie, right?
And here's my... So what makes an AR-15? Is it the magazine capacity? Is it the rate of fire? Like, what exactly about semi-automatic rifles?
I think it's what it could be used for. If you don't really need it for, like, the hunting...
But isn't that any gun?
No,
what you want it for is the ultimate, like, that's like,
I guess it's just, well, why do we have classes, like we were saying before? Why is there class 1 guns or class, you said class 3, like,
honestly I don't know, because my silencer, my short barreled rifle, why would I think that they're, because, oh, you know, I'll tell you why. I think I actually do know why. Silencers, short barreled rifles were subject to different laws.
We're gonna have to fucking finish this.
Okay.
Because this kid's bumping down.
Silencers and short barrel rifles became an issue during the gang violence of the Great Depression and Prohibition, right? So, because a lot of gang members were using, and they didn't, fully automatics existed at the time, but they weren't concerned. The government was concerned with fully automatics. They were concerned with silencers, so you quiet the report of a firearm. And what was the other one? Short-barreled, so you can conceal more easily. Okay. So I think it was like 34 or something, like wherever Prohibition was and all the gang violence, Great Depression, all that stuff. They said, okay, you can purchase silencers and short-barreled rifles, but you have to have a tax stamp in order to do so. The tax stamp is $200 per item. Per item. So my silencer was a $200 tax stamp on top of the price of the silencer.
Wow.
My short-barreled rifle was a $200 tax stamp on top of the price of the rifle. Back then, $200 was a ridiculous amount of money. So that was kind of how to keep people from purchasing those types of items. Nowadays, $200, it's a lot of money, but it's not that much money.
Yeah.
Right? So it's not excessive in my mind to shell out the extra $200 and be subject to that extra waiting period of a year to get that item.
See, now you have to think, if it's the same type of common from a psychological point of view, if it's the same type of person committing these acts, these mass shooter types of people or these school shooters, if it's the same type of broken person that's almost like a serial killer, like a predictable type.
No, not almost, like, definitely.
Yeah, okay, so if they have similar behaviors or backgrounds, right, and almost the same come-ups, then we need to start making laws that targets those types of people.
So
those types of people, not saying people who have rough childhoods, but like, in a way,
you're saying we need mental health checks to purchase any type of firearm.
For sure. I think
but
a mental health check.
When we look at mental health, right, A lot of times, now I'm not an expert, and I don't want to pretend to be an expert, but you look at psychology, no offense, because I think psychology is pretty cool, but it is a soft science. Mm-hmm. Psychology is a soft science. Now, maybe we can augment that with some biology and look at maybe take some blood work and look at serotonin levels, or just maybe some type of like actual hard scientific indicator of, okay, this is what a crazy person's blood profile looks like. This is what a normal person's blood profile looks like. But a lot of that is subjective, man.
That is,
and,
sure.
And it's definitely an invasion of privacy. So I want to buy a gun. You're going to check my blood before I can buy a
gun? No. Like that's, but the people who commit these crimes, I feel like they're, like what we were talking about earlier, they could, some of them can be expected. Like these people, like this Florida shooter. You know, these students, everyone, there was people, students were commenting how this kid was joked around about being like a shooter before. Like people like thought this kid was crazy and a dangerous kid. And I guess I don't know other situations of school shootings, but I'm just assuming that these other kids kind of...
But that goes back to the FBI. The same personalities. That particular incident, the FBI dropped the ball.
They really did. FBI, get your shit together.
They bust in. What the?
Well, this was a good debate we had.
I think I kind of fed you some info that you definitely didn't know before. That a lot of people don't know about it. Would you be down to take a trip to the range one of these days?
I would love to. Yeah? I would love to. Cool. You have an AR?
I have a lot of goodies.
Yeah, I would love to.
Yeah, it'll be a good time, man.
Please, let's do it.
One more thing I just wanted to say, I have to say this.
Yeah.
AR-15, right? A lot of people have issue because of the magazine capacity. Mm-hmm. It's 30 rounds, plus one. Mm-hmm. Every magazine capacity plus one because you put one in the chamber, mm-hmm. right? All right, let's ban high-capacity magazines, right? Or let's just ban the AR-15. Let's just say we ban the AR-15. You realize a Glock 17, which is arguably the most popular semi-automatic handgun in America, the Glock 17, okay, has a 17-round capacity, plus one. So it's 18 rounds in the gun, right? I can easily handle two Glock 17s, which have more capacity, so 18 times 2, which is 36. Mm. So it's already 5 more rounds than the AR. Two Glock 17s shooting in different directions with twice the rate of fire. Because remember, semi-automatic means one trigger pull, one round goes out. So an AR-15, I'm holding an AR-15, right, in my hands, imaginary. Mm-hmm. I shoot it, one trigger pull, one round comes out. That's as fast as my finger can go, that's how fast my rate of fire is, okay? Mm-hmm. Two Glocks, one in each hand, twice the rate of fire automatically, more ammo going downrange than I had accurate. Before. Arguably, I mean, if kids are close, man, you know, in a school, he pulled the fire alarm, dude. You're just talking about kids flooding out of the classrooms like that. So I mean, in that kind of scenario, I don't want to hear about accuracy. What does that have to do with it? You have twice the rate of fire, more ammunition, and you can still mow down people with two handguns at the same time. You act like that never stopped anybody from killing anybody.
So it's a people problem then. We need to fix our youth. Yeah. That's what we need to do. We need to focus our attention on the youth and stop focusing on flooding them with bullshit information, you know? And I think apps and stupid distractions. I feel like we need to really get them back with connecting with each other, you know? Like, I feel like people have lost that connection, and that's why you have that person. That's why you can create a person who has no empathy for innocent people that they went to school with.
Because they're so detached.
They're
because
so everything's on detached. Social media
now, everything's a video game.
Yeah. The person it takes to do that type of stuff can
we're,
only...
We're making that
type That's what of I'm person. Saying. Yeah. Our society is forcing that. It's like a fucking byproduct of this crazy world we're living in. And Tinder and rejection and connection, but being rejected from connection. Like, imagine that, a kid like that. It's...
That's why I always say, man, we grew up in the perfect time, the perfect era.
Yeah.
But of right before technology really took off, because we can appreciate what life was like before it.
Yeah.
You know.
We're going to be the last ones. We're going to be the dying breed to remember that, too.
We already are, man.
After we're all dead, our generation is dead. Like, the kids after us will only know life with a phone and a touchpad.
Life with the Black Mirror, man.
Yeah. It's crazy, man.
Anything else? I don't know if you want to cut it.
I think that's it, man. I think we hit it all. That was a good talk.
Thanks for having me, dude. Thanks for being understanding and trying to listen.
Thanks for opening my mind to that, though. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening, everyone. If you like what we said, hit that like button. If you don't, let us hear what your opinion is. Let me know what you hated. Thanks for listening, everyone. Yeah.